It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. Hello. Welcome to Talking Flicks for another week. Mr. Lee, hello to you. Now...
Hello, JT. Isn't that great to be back?
Thank you for turning your microphone on.
Yeah, so sorry. I forgot to turn it on.
How long have you been doing this for? And you know what?
I'm sorry.
It's great to get the amateur mistakes out of the way in the first 30 seconds. I think that's really
yes,
good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I put it on mute just for start with, and then I forgot to unmute.
And you know the best part is that because you've lowered the bar so much, we can only be up from here. So.
It's too funny.
How's your week been? You had a good week this week? It's been good fun?
Yeah, it's been a great week. I must say, firstly, I want to say thank you to everyone last Saturday that went to all our Harry Potter sessions. It was incredible. We had so many people that came to the one in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange. I still can't believe it's 25 years since the first one came out. So thank you, everyone, for coming.
Your favourite Harry Potter character?
I'd have to probably say Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or Dobby. I like Dobby.
Oh, Dobby, yeah. Dobby was very cute. Sad what happened to Dobby.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
But at least he got his freedom in the end. Like, at first he got his freedom when they got the sock. It was giving him a bit of clothing. So that was lovely.
Don't make me cry, Miss Lee. I'm still getting over it. Finally, I'm over it. You're bringing back all the PTSD memories for me, please.
I'm so sorry. Tell me, how's your week? We'll change the subject. How your week been?
I'm all right. I'm going through the man flu this week. Yeah.
Yes, I was going to bring that up. See, now, I had that a few weeks ago, and it's taken how many weeks before you get it? So,
I know. I've done pretty well. They did say it's going to be a late flu season this year, and it certainly has. I did so well, and I'm like, surely I'm not going to get away unscathed, and surely. And, you know, boom, we finally hit spring. And, I've gone down like a sack of potatoes. So,
well, thank you for still turning up. Will you turn up tomorrow?
Of course I'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, good. Excellent.
I mean, I could always phone in a sickie, but...
Yeah. No, your name's not Grant.
I'll be here. A big show...
Thank you.
It's my pleasure, Mr. Lee. A big show coming up, as usual, lots of new movies. One of those new movies will be taking us to the heights of the mountains of Thailand. Well, that sounds exciting, doesn't it? What movie is it?
It
does. We'll take a look at that soon. Top five, is Spider-Man able to stay at the top? Or will there be a new movie like The Dog Stars, perhaps, to knock it off top spot? We'll find out when we do our box office figures. Mr. Lee has some real news. Sadly, we lost another big movie identity this week, and we'll talk about that. Plus, what else are you doing, Mr. Lee, in that news there?
I've got something about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, yes.
And Will Smith.
Oh, my man, Will Smith. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Keep your hands off my...
You know what? That's what he's going to be remembered for.
I love it.
Isn't it?
I'm sorry, I love it.
Movies. No one's going to remember anything about his movie. It's always going to be about the slap.
The slap. Yeah, hey, you do silly things, you know. Play silly games with silly prizes.
Should we call it Willgate?
Oh, we certainly should. That's what he'll be known for on this podcast. We're going to go around the screens as well. Lots coming up. There's a chock-a-block calendar at the Forum 6, 90 and 5. And next week, wow, lots of new movies on the horizon. That's all still to come.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Look, the first one we're going to talk about today is based on a true story. And it's quite an interesting story. It's called By Any Means. Now, this is a crime thriller, and it's all about a historical crime thriller that stars Mark Wahlberg. And it's about a African-American FBI agent who gets in with the mafia. And they go around because a bit of Ku Klux Klan. It's set in 1966 in the Mississippi. And we know that that time wasn't very good for African-Americans.
No.
So civil rights, all that, it's just, yeah. But I must say, looking at it, it looks so good. The tagline, which I did mention last week, is the FBI couldn't crack it, so they called the mob.
Oh, yeah.
How good's that?
That is great. I love that tagline. Love a good tagline. And you know what I love as well, yeah. Mr. Lee?
Yes.
I love a good trailer. Should we have a listen to it?
Let's do it. 22 Magnum Wrong was sold from your shop. Found at the home of Vernon Damer.
It's like case after case. Unsolved, unsolved, unsolved.
They don't care about us.
FBI?
They not.
You see this?
I'll see you nothing.
This is our home. We cannot let these animals take this.
Time for you to leave my shop.
We'll be working together.
I'm a head up.
You're partnering with one of the most ruthless mobsters in history.
I knock some heads around and I crack the case.
Right now. There's no witness. There's no crime.
Let these crackers know their consequences.
Why do you care?
I only get paid if you tell my friend what he wants to know.
We're relieving you of your duties, Agent Strider. I will need your gun and your badge.
They came for me. My wife. Let's end this.
Kill them all.
FBI! Come on!
I believe in justice.
By any means necessary.
I ain't got nothing to say to no authorities.
Hey, not yet.
Who's this?
That's my driver.
Woo! Is that right?
Yeah, there you go. That is new this week. It's called By Any Means. Looks great, Mr. Lee.
It certainly does. But the one I know that you're excited for, and we've been waiting for a little bit because you've been talking about it for the last month or so, is Fall 2 Dead Point. Finally, tell me about it.
Finally, yeah. So we know the original Fall. The two girls climb that TV tower. It's like 3,000 feet or something like off the ground. That's scary. They get up there, then obviously things go really wrong. The ladder slips and that's it. So they're stuck up there. And I don't know how long they're up there for. It's a bloody long time. Not being able to get down. And that'd be just very scary, wouldn't it? Like, running out of
especially
food and
when,
water.
Yeah. But sitting on that little platform for that long, you would just drive you up the wall.
Oh, you bake. So anyway, that was the first one. Now we have a Fall 2 Dead Point movie. In this one, the new chapter, it's raising the stakes. They're now moving the action to a deadly mountain climb in Thailand. So the girls go over to Thailand and they get stuck on the side of a mountain. I don't know what's worse, TV tower or mountain. But with a full movie, the one thing you know is you're going to get action and lots of it. And that's exactly what is coming your way. Let's have a listen to Fall 2.
Do you know what you're asking? You're asking for someone to take you on the most dangerous trail in Thailand. If it rains, the planks will be too slippery to turn back. And that high up, even your fear has nowhere to go.
You have to do something that makes you feel alive.
Okay. Welcome to the ancient plank walk.
Take a deep breath. One foot in front of the other.
Flip in.
Flip out.
Flip in.
Flip out.
Get back!
The longer that we wait, the weaker we get.
Clip in.
Clip it off.
Jeez.
That just gives me nightmares even just hearing that.
Coming down up that mountain's not going to be easy, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I'll be seeing that one tonight. I can't wait.
Oh, good on you. Well, I can't wait for hearing all about it next week when we talk to our Talking Flickster about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. I'm not going to give too much away until then. We'll wait until
next week. Well, yeah. I won't ask you tomorrow then.
Yeah, don't ask me tomorrow. No. Next week when we do the Flickster. I look forward to that episode. That's going to be huge. Mr. Lee, can you believe it's been 20 years since Lightning McQueen hit the big screen? And all the favorites, Mater, love Mater. Flo, Sally. Yeah. Who else am I missing?
You're doing.
Doc?
You're doing
Doc
really well. Doc, yes.
Yeah.
Radiator Springs.
Yeah.
I just think it is such a well-made movie about cars that have personality.
I agree.
Now, you don't think that. You don't think that, do you? Like, you don't think a car could have personality like that, but they gave them each individual personalities. And I think it's one of the best animated movies that came out.
I second that.
And it's so good. Yeah. Owen Wilson, Paul Newman, Bonnie Hunt, so many great voices in this movie. And as you said, 20 years, I cannot believe it. So it's on this weekend, so make sure you come and see it because it's nothing like watching something like this on the big screen.
Yeah, certainly is. I think I saw them all on the big screen. So every time there's a new car movie, I'd be out to watch it because it's just so amazing. What Disney Pixar do is pretty incredible, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is. Now, other movies screening this week, we've got The Dog Stars, The End of Oak Street, Holy Days, Insidious, Out of the Further, Mutiny, The Odyssey, One Night Only, Spa Weekend, Spider-Man Brand New Day, Minions vs. Monsters, Moana, Tom and Jerry, Forbidden Compass. Tom and Ben and Jerry, yes. And Toy Story 5. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
The most important thing here, Miss Lee, is you kept going. You could have could have been like hitting a hurdle. You just kept on going, so that's good.
That's the true professional I have become since the beginning of the podcast.
Don't go that far, Mr. Lee. Don't crow too soon. Okay. We're getting to do some top fives now. How long's Spider-Man been number one for now? Because that's pretty incredible, isn't it? Like,
it
can't be beaten.
It's scary. It's so scary. So this is week 6 we're in now. So
crazy.
This is 5 weeks. So let's see where it is in the US. Number 5 is The Dog Stars. Number 4 is Insidious, Out of the Further. Number 3, The Odyssey. Cody versus Acme comes in at number 2, and I cannot wait to watch that movie. But number 1.
No way.
It is Spider-Man Brand New Day. Sorry, I was building a bit of tense excitement.
Well, I knew it was going to be there because of how big it's been. Like, how could it not be there? So, but will it be there for us here in Oz? Let's find out. Hey, Andre Rieu's 2026 summer concert made number 5. Go, Andre. Nana would be very happy about that.
She will be.
Number 4 is Dog Stars, which is that new Ridley Scott film. Number 3, Insidious, Out of the Further. Number 2 is The Odyssey. And number 1, don't even hear the drum roll, really, because we know it's going to be Spider-Man Brand New Day. Absolutely amazing, isn't it? Just
what movie is going to take the number 1 spot away from Spider-Man after this many weeks?
Well, they're not.
Like, really? it's going to have to be a massive, massive movie when you go, Spider-Man is still there after 5-6 weeks, you know, like that's...
Biggest incredible. Movie of the year so far, I'm thinking. Yeah, so far,
no. Yeah, and it's got to be in the $2 billion club now. It'd have to be. It would have to be over $2 billion it's taken. Because I know, was it last week I mentioned in Real News that it was 1.8 or the week before? So it'd have to be in the $2 billion club.
Yeah, well, I mean, our movies predicted are gone. So, you know, we won't be celebrating the end of the year. But I can tell you now, no. It's got to be up there as one of the biggest movies of the year so far. 6 weeks. And maybe until next week when Fall 2 knocks it off because, you know, I can just see it coming.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Now, can you believe that Tom Cruise is talking about doing a sequel to Days of Thunder? So all those years ago that him and Nicole did that movie and they're now talking about doing a sequel to it, but there's some buts in this. Nicole Kidman's not in the sequel. He's got Anne Hathaway who will be joining.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Anne Hathaway. Take nothing away from so it, but we like the originals, you know.
Correct. Well, the original cast member Randy Quaid is, suggesting that Nicole should return instead of Anne Hathaway because that is something. Like we all know, nothing's ever the same when you don't have the original people in, whether they change the story dramatically or not. So, yeah, but good on Tom because. Tom makes movies for the cinema, so that's a great thing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Will Smith, he's currently filming a movie in Western Sydney. He's been spotted out and around. He's filming his new thriller, Supermax, and it's all about an FBI agent investigating a murder inside one of the world's most secure prisons.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it? So, Jafar Jackson, who has just come off that other big movie, Michael, he's also involved in this as well. So, look out.
Guy Pearce as well. Now, he's given us an update on Priscilla, Queen of the Desert 2. As the timeline for the sequel to that 1994 adventure, that's been a long time, isn't it, between drinks for this one. Following co-star Terrence Stamp's death, the age of 87, that happened last August.
It is. But you know, the one good thing is Terrence Stamp knew that he wasn't getting any younger, so they filmed all his parts before he passed away.
So good.
That's so good. It is.
That is great.
Unbelievable. Why? You just, yeah. So, but they're not looking until about 2028 before that one comes out. So we've still got a little ways off. So they'll probably start shooting next year and then 2028. So that's going to be massive when it comes out. So that's my week on the red carpet for Real News.
Just before we do move on, I just want to pay tribute to somebody we lost, Mr. Lee. Last week on the 25th of August, Tim Curry, the legendary Tim Curry, so many great movies, so many great memories, passed away at the age of 80, the 80 club at the moment it seems to be because we lost two last week with Dolly Parton also going out at 80. So I want to pay tribute to Dolly as well because she was in some movies as well. So Dolly Parton and Tim Curry both leaving us last week at the age of 80, very sad. What was your favourite memory of Tim Curry? What did you like him in?
Mine was Rocky Horror.
From Frankenfurter. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was brilliant. No one can even go anywhere close to what and how he did that. So I think that's mine. What's yours?
Look, the first time as a kid I saw Tim Curry was in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York City. He played the guy on the concierge, you know, and he came. That's over here going, I love you. Like he just a fantastic actor and will be very, very greatly missed. So, geez, we're not having much luck at the moment lately, are we? Every time we do a Real News, we're reporting on a death sadly, from the music world. So, to both Tim Curry and Dolly Parton, We hope that they rest in peace.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
All right, as the intro suggests, there's a lot going on to get your calendar ready and your diary, whatever you write the things down in, and note these dates. Now, Mr. Lee is 100% an Oasis fan.
Oh, absolutely.
He knows every Oasis song. His favourite is Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh, is that a song, is it? There you go.
Now.
Is this the Gallagher brothers?
Yes.
Is this who this are is the Gallagher Oasis brothers?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
See, I only remember them on the plane.
Oh, yes.
When they played up. Remember that? When they played up on the plane?
Well, they haven't got a very good relationship, Mr. Lee, as you'd be aware. It's fighting cats and dogs between those two. You never know what the band's doing, right? Like, it's, correct. You know. But they were incredible Oasis. They had a great career. They're still doing it. They've still been touring and doing those kinds of things. But in this particular Oasis to Look Back in Anger special, yet to see the rise of the band through rare footage and untold stories as the band reunited for the Oasis Live 25, which was last year. And they did a whole bunch of different shows. Did you get tickets, Mr. Lee, for that when they were doing
shows? No, unfortunately, no. It would have been good if I did. But
yeah, you missed out on that one. And this one's from the streets of Manchester. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's incredible. September 24, we've got Avengers Endgame special screening, which they've got some unseen footage that are going to be about 5 minutes extra in that special screening from September 24. And then I know you love the National Theatre Live. We're starting the new season of that on October 4 with the total, is it called the Missed Anthrop? Is that how you pronounce it, Miss Anthorpe?
I'm happy to go, whatever you want me to go with.
Yeah, correct. Excellent. Cool. October 13, we've got Huddlestown, the musical happening, which this is one that has won 8 Tony Awards, one including the Best Musical and the Grammy Award for the Best Musical Theatre Album.
Tony Awards are big. Like, that's
massive.
Yeah.
They are. They're massive. So for them to win 8 Tony Awards, that must be really good. We just talked about Tim Curry. Well, we're actually playing on October 31st, the Rocky Horror Picture Show special screening. So that will be October 31. Now, in Wagga and in Orange, they've got a ladies' movie night happening on September 10 for Practical Magic 2, which is next week. We're doing ours on the Friday night. Which is a bit different for us. So
yeah, usually it's Thursday night, is it not?
So we're mixing it up a bit. We just thought we'd try Friday night. And we've also got our next Forum Art House movie. It's called End Sons, which is from September 20. So that will be out and about. And as I said, Orange will have their ladies' movie night next Thursday night.
I want us to go and see Cozzy Van Toot. Ooh, don't you reckon? I reckon that you and I would go great going to see that. Are you in for that? Down for that? Yep, that's the
Right opera.
You good?
Yeah. Put me down for
you. Don't look very interested, Mr. Lee. I would expect you to be a little bit more enthusiastic when I said you want to go see it. You know, you're like,
You know what happened last time we went.
Yeah, I know, but we got to the interval. That was the main part. Yeah. You know, let me say, it was 38 minutes, I think, you timed or something like that, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I think it was.
And we wanted to get to the crackers and the wine and the cheese and the wine, and we certainly did. So
we made it.
Cozzy Van Toot is on the 31st. It's 1st November, isn't it? That was the one, Anyway, we'll opening up next week, Practical Magic 2, which Mr. Lee mentioned, is for the girls' night, the ladies' night. Yes, I don't know what your problem is, Mr. Lee. Don't shake your head at me like that. I don't know what's going on. Paw Patrol, the Dino movie. Great one for the kids, the family.
Yes.
Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, which was also part of the calendar. And Runner, this is an Alan Richson, Owen Wilson film. It's an action-packed race against the clock. This guy has just 3 hours to deliver a life-saving organ while a ruthless cartel is doing everything it can to stop him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And do you remember last year when I was talking about this movie? They were filming this in Queensland.
Oh, were they really?
I actually reported this in Real News last year that they were making a movie, and Alan and the other guy, I can't think of his name, Owen Wilson, were in Australia, and I did report that. So, yeah, can't wait for that one to start next week so we can pick all the places of Australia.
Just love how you said, I reported on that last year. I had the big scoop.
I do.
I'm the reporter of the reporters. He's a very important man, Mr. Lee. We'd be lost without him on this podcast.
Oh, you will. You'll miss me.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere, but you'll miss me.
Okay. Don't tell me you're joining the club as well. Okay.
No, definitely not.
Well, we are back tomorrow, Mr. Lee, for the Flickster, which is great.
Yeah, which I'm very excited.
The Dog Stars. Yeah.
Mm. So that'll be interesting to hear their thoughts on that because I've got a few questions I've got to ask our Talking Flickster about that. One about zombies, so yeah.
Oh, good. Well, that it will be tomorrow. We're getting out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow for another episode of Talking Flicks. Have a wonderful Thursday, y'all.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.